Okay, go ahead, man. I'll leave it up to you guys to.
Do you like Scooter for next week? Do you think he's gotten better this week?
He has gotten better. I think that we'll see where he's at. I know he feels like about where he was last week. So, I think more precautionary, I think, get him back fully.
How important is it to get TJ the ball in the passing game this week? The Chargers have allowed a couple of big plays to running backs in the passing game.
Well, I think that, you always have your formations that and your protections that dictate it. Sometimes he'll stay in. Sometimes he'll check out. He's always that option when he does go out. Blake goes through his progression. But, anytime we can get the ball in his hands, it's not necessarily bad, because he can make things happen. So, really, all the backs all.
Do you like TJ, his receiving skills?
Yeah, I thought he's done a good job. You see him, we got him on a couple flare screens, in the red zone fringe area. So, yeah, he does a good job.
10 games in for TJ. He does a lot for you. Holding up, still see him fresh?
He does. He is holding up really well. I think that has helped to get Denard, even though it was minimal reps, 7 or 8, I think, carries that he had last week. So, to keep going with that mindset. But keep him fresh throughout. But he's done a good job. He does a really good job taking care of himself, too. Sometimes those younger guys are running backs. You got to get them in the training room. But he seems to do really well in there.
Is he as healthy as he's been since before the groin, before the London trip? Or is he still kind of battling the foot?
No, I think the foot thing is pretty good. I don't know exactly where he's at, but I know when you talk to him, he said it doesn't bother him. So if that's the case, then I'd say, yeah.
Have you talked to Sterling at all this week?
Yeah, he just, the flu, just, okay.
So you're keeping him away from here?
Yeah.
Okay. So has he been in the hospital or anything?
No.
TJ said earlier this week that on one of the goal line situations, he actually needed to come out to catch his breath, and that's why Denard went in. But if he's all set, is he somebody who you're comfortable now maybe running inside the five?
Yeah. I don't think we are ever not comfortable with putting TJ in there. I think it was a situation where you have roles and you have packages set up for players in certain situations. And like the Buffalo game, it was Toby, and then it happened to where it was attack mode and Denard was in there and him. So I think it happens more by that, but it's not something we don't feel comfortable with having TJ in there.
It's not like when you get inside the 10, Yeldon's definitely coming out.
No, that's right, correct.
Would it be nice to have a go-to play down there that would work about at least
well, you know what? I look at it, and you're right. I think the running game, that part of it, you can go back to two situations where we haven't been real effective. You need to be able to run the ball in the red zone. It's no different than anywhere else. Now, the touchdown passes, I believe my stats are right in that. I think Blake has like 15 touchdowns, which puts him somewhere 9th, 10th in the league in touchdowns in the red zone. So, but when you look at completions, there's where we're down a little bit. So again, this is some things that when you have a Thursday game, you can go back and look at and kind of analyze, almost like a bye week where you really pull an area and take a look at it. And we've done that with the red zone. So hopefully some of the adjustments we make, both running and passing, will prove to be beneficial. And there's times where you just see it and we have a drop, a couple drops and it's a good pass, or there's times when we don't maybe give the receiver or tight end an opportunity to catch it. So there's some little things that come into play there. So, we just keep working on it.
What do you expect Bennett to be active?
We'll still see with that.
If he is, does that allow you to keep Tyson outside, or do you think Tyson will still work inside?
I think Tyson will still work inside.
Okay. I know it was just a walkthrough, but your schedule this week, as of today, you feel good about?
Yeah, I do. It's always, we've always had it to where after a hard day on Thursday, they come back and they do this walkthrough. Well, yesterday, they had the day off. But in meeting and discussing this, we've gone back, a couple weeks on this, how we're going to handle this week based on how our team has responded. And so we just kept the same schedule and so they can keep the same routine as far as performance stations.
Does it change anything about tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Drove up all